Hi everyone, welcome to lesson two on knowing yourself and knowing your readers. I found this quote some time ago and I really love it. What we really long for as human beings is to be visible to each other. I think that sums up a lot of what we do as artists and also especially what we're doing in marketing. In this lesson, like I said, I will talk to you about the importance of knowing yourself and knowing your readers and some specific exercises to help you with that. Marketing is really about connecting. When we market, we are connecting to other people and we show by the words we use and also images who we are and what we stand for. In this course, I'll be encouraging you to connect authentically, be yourself. Also, connect and friend your fellow authors online. Chat on the social media channels that you feel comfortable with. Visit each other's blogs and notice what you like and what you don't like. And see what you can do to specifically incorporate those things in your activities. And throughout this course, I'll be sharing with you specific tactics and strategies for doing that. So in part one of this lesson, I want you to reflect on who you are. It really helps if you do the assessment that was in lesson one. And at the end of that assessment, I think it's question number 16 and 17, I ask you about what you value. What do you value? What is your mission? What are you passionate about? Be sure to take some notes on that so that you're clear. You can even expand on what you put in the assessment. It's important to be honest with yourself and just take stock of this because this will help you going forward. Once you know more clearly who you are, you've articulated that, you can make sure that's reflected in how you present yourself as an author in all the marketing activities that you do. Now, let's move on to part two. Who are your readers? There's two ways we can look at who your readers are. And for the purpose of this exercise, think of one of the genres you write. You may write in multiple genres, many of us do, but just pick one. And I'll show you an example in a moment. So there's two main ways we're dividing up looking at our readers. One is demographics. You've probably heard of this before. This is all the things you can count. So gender, age range, married status, marital status, where they live, what their salary is, what their occupation is, buying habits, how many books do they read per week or per month, and what other measurable statistics do you know about them? And then there's psychographics. These are harder to pin down. They're not external, they're internal. What does your reader want? What does she need? What are her hopes? What are her fears? What are her desires? And what are some other emotional, psychological factors? So demographics are the things on the outside, things we can count, things we can enumerate, and psychographics are psychology, emotional states. When you think about your reader, really think about it, if it helps, think about it as one person. I also talk about this as your ideal reader. So don't try and include all characteristics. If you're overwhelmed by this, just think of one person. And if you don't even know, if you're just starting out, you don't have any books published, think of yourself. Run this exercise on yourself specifically. So here's an example. I did this for my sweet paranormal romance. I also write young adult fantasy, and I'm actually going to be writing also just straight romantic fantasy or high fantasy. But for this exercise, I picked sweet paranormal romance and I made some notes. And this was my first best guess. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just need to make some notes for yourself. So my ideal reader, female, I did kind of think of a range of grouping of people, age range 25 to 50, probably single, most likely. Lives in the United States, in the United Kingdom. I could also include Canada here in Australia. I was making a guess the salary is low to middle range. I was thinking of the different professions my ideal readers have. Maybe they're a student and they have a day job, or they could be a professional person or self-employed. So I put in the whole range, and this was just my guess. I'm guessing they buy 2 to 4 books a month and probably read 1 to 3 books a week. And I was basing this on my own level of reading when I wasn't a writer. And what are some other statistical measurable things? My guess is this person, these readers use Twitter and Facebook. So psychographics. This is where I asked myself, well, what do the readers want? And I said, she wants to fall in love again, to experience magic and adventure. What does she need? She wants an escape into a world where anything is possible. For me, psychographics, it helps for me to think of just one individual. What does this person hope for? To find love for herself. What is she afraid of? Being alone. What does she desire? To feel loved and be loved in return. And for other emotional and psychological factors, I put a question mark. I wasn't sure. So it's okay if you don't have answers for some of these. Just give your best guess. So now the next step is, once you've gone over who your ideal reader or readers are, paint a picture. Think of that, narrow it down now to one person. What is she thinking? What is she feeling? What is she doing? And imagine that she's reading your book. So here's my example. I imagine a professional woman reading deep into the night on her Kindle, enjoying a delicious read and stepping away from her life for a while. I was really describing myself. So if you're not sure, describe yourself or put yourself in this ideal reader's shoes. The reason I want you to do this is I want you to get into the emotional experience that your reader is having while they're enjoying your book. So it's your turn now to take some notes on that. If you have any questions or shares, post them in the course. And I look forward to sharing with you the next lesson.